It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO as we come to you live from Unitigo High School. It's a great showdown tonight as the Unitigo Spartans host the Sydney Warriors in a boys' MAC matchup here tonight. The Sydney Warriors are in first place right now in the MAC and are looking to hold on to that first place spot as they get through the last couple games of the regular season before we head into the MAC playoffs. Unitigo is looking to maybe secure a home game for the mini-MAC tournament. That's for the teams that are not in the top four. And perhaps if they could scrape together a few wins here at the end of the season, maybe make a little run towards sectionals. It's been a tough season for the Unitigo boys. They have a lot of talent on this team, and they've just suffered a couple of tough, heartbreaking-type losses in this season. They've had a very difficult schedule as well. But when you get together with Unitigo and Sydney, you can almost throw the records out. We talk about it in no matter what sport, boys or girls, it doesn't matter. This is a rivalry that just kind of transcends records and everything like that. It just is so deep-rooted in the history of the area that it doesn't matter. Sometimes, you know, Sydney has the bad record. Sometimes Unitigo has the bad record. It doesn't seem to matter because when these two teams step out on the field, on the court, whatever it may be, they're going to have a competitive game. I want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. You can stop over for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game, and you should stop over right now. Cork is having his sweetheart sale, and they have some great rates, so it's a perfect time to treat your sweetie to a new vehicle at Chambers and O'Hara. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, I got to say, folks, the Unitigo boys coming out to some true classics tonight for music. It's been an all 70s warm-up music here tonight for the Unitigo Spartans. It's been a lot of fun. They got the crowd rocking and juving and smiling. The student section looks like they are enjoying themselves as well. So it's going to be a fun night here. This is going to be a good matchup, I think. Both teams are athletic. For Unitigo, I think they need to try to shut down the fast break game that Sydney brings to the table. Sydney doesn't have a ton of big size on the interior. They don't have that 6'4", 6'5" monster down low. Neither does Unitigo, so both these teams like to get out and run, and I think it can really turn into a track meet tonight. And if Unitigo can limit some of those chances, we have seen Sydney struggle when they get into some foul trouble. In the last few games that we've done here on CDO with the Sydney boys, that has been their Achilles heel. Now, granted, they have always found a way to get through that. They just seem to be a team that no matter what comes their way, they have found ways to win ball games. So it has been quite the season here for the Sydney boys, as they remain undefeated in league play during the regular season, and they're trying to push on and continue that undefeated streak here tonight against the Unitigo Spartans. They had a close one with Deposit last night for about three quarters, and then the Sydney boys were able to pull away for about a 15-point victory, but you never know with this team. If they get into foul trouble, as I said, that can be certainly their Achilles heel. Don't forget, folks, we'll be back on the air tomorrow night as well. We're having a girls' contest, Afton and Harpersville, down in Harpersville, down in the Hornet's Nest there tomorrow night at 7:15. And then next week, it's going to be just full-on fun as the Tri-Valley League is starting to get into their playoffs this week because their championship is on February 11th. So we're going to start having some of the league playoffs. And then after that, the MAC and the Delaware League is going to have their championship games on the 17th and the 18th. So all these leagues, all these teams are going to start heading into their playoff times. That's going to be a ton of fun. Well, Unitigo honoring some of the seniors on the roster, starting off with Jared Smith. He's a three-year player here for the Unitigo Spartans, of course, the quarterback for the Unitigo Spartans football team that went to the Section 4 Class D finals this year and lost to this very Sydney group. And you have to wonder if maybe there's a little leftover juices flowing from that football game. It was a great game, and I think Unitigo was heartbroken by not winning that game. So maybe they'll bring some of that to the hardwood here tonight. The other senior for Unitigo tonight is Zach Youngs. And he's a two-year varsity player here for Unitego. Again, another football player that just had some hard-nosed running throughout the year. He was a great running back, great athlete, and they've both been a big part of this basketball team as well. So Jared Smith, as well as Zach Young, is the two seniors being honored tonight for Unitego. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Unitego Spartans, the boys, tonight hosting Sydney. If you're wondering about the girls' matchup, they actually had the girls' matchup back in December. Both Unitego and Sydney were in the Cooperstown tournament. We did that game here on CDL. That counted as their league matchup this year, and Sydney walked away with a 50-47 victory there. So no girls' contest, just the boys, Unitego and Sydney, when we come back here on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Unitego boys hosting Sydney tonight. Nate Lowe with you on WCDO. Let's get you through the starting lineups first for Unitego, the home team tonight, and head coach Cal Locke. A senior wearing number 1, Zach Youngs. A senior number 10, Jared Smith. A junior number 22, Dawson Wilsey. Also a junior number 24, Cody Smith. And a junior number 32, Dean Reed. On the other side for head coach Mike Brzee. A junior wearing number 00, Ethan Finch. A senior number 2, Dawson Backus. A senior number 11, Trevor Dutton. Also a senior number 12, Alex Hoskins. And a senior number 33, Colin Carl. Unitego in the home white uniforms tonight with the green trim. Says Spartans in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. Sydney on the other side with the road maroon uniforms. The white trim says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Sydney will go left to right on your radio dial. Unitego right to left. Trevor Dutton for Sydney and Dean Reed for Unitego will jump it up at midcourt. And we are underway as Unitego will win the opening tip. And this one is picked up here by Jared Smith. And Smith will give it to Cody Smith on the right side of the floor. Now for Zach Youngs. Youngs will get into the high post, fires up a shot, no good, and a rebound for Alex Hoskins, and back up the floor he comes. Hoskins on the right side will find Ethan Finch. Finch at the top of the key. Finch setting it up here as Unitego comes out in a 3-2 zone. And Dawson Backus now on the far side. Sydney trying to settle in. Finch will step up for a three and got it. Ethan Finch, and be careful if he heats up early. Sydney takes a 3-0 lead. Sydney coming out with a little full court pressure here on a 2-1-2 press as Jared Smith will get over the half court timeline. For Cody Smith on the right side. Dribble drive for Smith. Dumps one off for Zach Youngs. Up and in. And Zach Youngs starts off his night with a two-point bucket, and Sydney leads 3-2. Unitigo pressuring near midcourt. Now they'll back off. Here's Dutton down low, passing for Colin Carl. Intercepted here by Cody Smith, and then fouled by Colin Carl. Carl just couldn't quite get out of his way after he lost possession, bumped into him, and is whistled for the first foul of the night with 6:55 to go in this first quarter. And it's 3-2, Sydney boys on top of Unitigo. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com, our web stream, brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Right side of the floor for Cody Smith. For Unitigo, throws it into the corner, intercepted by Dawson Backus, and Sydney looking to run in transition, but stolen back by Dean Reed, but he will travel to give it back to the Warriors. Reed was in the right place at the right time, swooped in and stole a pass that Finch threw up the floor, but then in his excitement on the steal, he took an extra step and traveled to give it back to Sydney. Warriors going left to right on your radio dial for Finch on the left side for three. Left it long. A rebound is tracked down by Colin Carl. Back across for Dawson Backus, who steps in for a three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound this time here for Unitigo and Zach Youngs. So the Spartans looking for their first lead of the contest with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. They cross the Spartans logo at midcourt. Here is Jared Smith to the right side of the floor. Smith tries to pass down low for Dean Reed, but it's picked off here by Sydney's Trevor Dutton. And Dutton will bring it back up the floor with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Sydney leading 3-2. Dutton down low, lost control. Scooped up here by Dawson Wilsey, and he's off to the races up the right side of the floor. Unitigo playing good defense so far. Wilsey's going to take it right to the hole. Up and in for Dawson Wilsey. And Unitigo takes a 4-3 lead as Sydney quickly comes back up the court. They're into the front half of the court. And they'll pass to the near side for Trevor Dutton. Dutton to the high post, Colin Carl. Back for Alex Hoskins, zips it across to the left side and into the corner for Dawson Backus. Now for Finch. Finch, great backdoor pass for Hoskins, who lays it off the glass and good. Great court vision from Finch, and he fires one through traffic, and Hoskins, all he had to do was put in the wide open layup. 5-4 now the score. Sydney on top of the Unitigo boys here at Unitigo High School tonight with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Here is Jared Smith to the right side of the floor. Smith for Dawson Wilsey. Zips one back across here for Smith. 15 on the shot clock. They go down low for Cody Smith. Bounce pass back out for Dean Reed. He goes across for Dawson Wilsey. Pump fakes on a three. Lost control of the ball. Gets one into the corner for Dean Reed with 5 on the shot clock. Reed, turnaround, fall away, jumper won't go. A rebound here for Sydney and Ethan Finch. And Finch will walk it up the floor with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. It's 5-4, Sydney on top of Unitigo. This boys-Mac matchup tonight. Here is Dawson Backus across for Trevor Dutton for a three. Dutton can't connect. Rebound for Jared Smith. And Sydney, after coming out hot, has gone cold. Here is Dean Reed, right side of the floor, gets into the paint, zips one off here for Zach Youngs. Threw his fingertips out of bounds and back to Sydney. So I think if you're Unitigo, you need to capitalize on some of these early possessions that Sydney is giving you by not making these buckets. So far, Unitigo is about 50-50 on capitalizing on those. Here's Alex Hoskins in the right baseline corner. Bounce pass down low, picked off, and Zach Youngs was there to steal the loose change and bring it back up the floor for Unitigo. Dawson Wilsey to the left side of the floor here for Jared Smith. Offensive end of the floor now for Unitigo. Dribble drive for Smith. Gets down low in the paint. Turn around. Fall away. Jumper no good. Rebound for Sydney. And here comes Dutton flying down the rim. And tries to put that one up. It's no good. Back up for Finch as Sydney gets the rebound. Step back jumper for Finch. Off the mark. And a rebound here for Jared Smith. 3:45 to go in this fast-moving first quarter. And Sydney leads 5-4. Here is Jared Smith, right side of the floor as Unitigo goes right to left, finding Dean Reed, and now for Dawson Wilsey. Wilsey to the right side, back for Smith, closely guarded as Sydney is in the usual man-to-man defense. Here is Cody Smith, gets down low. Smith takes it to the bucket, denied though by Dawson Backus. Smith is right there to take it back. Smith puts it up. He can't get it to go. It's like there's a lid on the rim right now. Rebound comes down, jump ball, and the arrow gives it back to Sydney. Well, Unitigo with two-point blank looks, couldn't get it to go. And then the jump ball gives it back to the Warriors with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. And Sydney leading 5-4. Bounce pass for Trevor Dutton on the left side and now back for Ethan Finch. Gets it over the timeline for Backus, feeding one down low for Colin Carl. And he's fouled as they get it down low with 3:10 to go in this first quarter. Unitigo is going to go to the bench, and Noah Blake as well as Cooper Thayer will check in for Unitigo. Cody Smith and Zach Youngs coming to the bench. Cal Locke trying to keep his troops fresh here tonight. With 3:10 to go in the first quarter, Ball comes inbounds and then immediately flicked out, and they'll say Sydney lost control of it, so possession will go back to Unitigo. And again, these are early possessions here that the Spartans need to try to take advantage of. Left side of the floor for Cooper Thayer. They break the press, but now they will lose it at midcourt to Trevor Dutton. And again, Dutton putting on the gas, gets down the floor and is fouled. Trevor Dutton seems to only know one speed tonight, and that is full speed ahead as he zipped through two defenders, went up and was fouled, and will go to the line with 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, as Dutton puts up the first foul shot for Sydney, and it's no good. If you ever want to listen back to any games that we do on WCDO, you can click on the Game Audio Archive link. They're all there for a free download. You can listen anywhere, anytime, thanks to SFCU. And the second shot here for Dutton is up and good. So that's the first points of the night for Sydney's Trevor Dutton. And the Warriors lead the Unitigo Spartans 6-4 with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Here is Jared Smith, right side of the floor, back across for Cooper Thayer. Thayer at the top of the key. And now back for Smith. Long three-pointer. Hit the rim, no good. Rebound, Cooper Thayer. He throws it up. Can't get it to go. Missed the little five-footer, and Sydney with a rebound. Back up the left side of the floor as Sydney goes left to right. Here is Dutton. This time he puts on the brakes. Gets it back for Finch to the high post. Now back out for Dutton. Dutton for three. Oh, it was halfway down and rattled out. Back out for Backus. Backus fakes on a pass, goes to Hoskins in the corner, now down low, here for Finch. Back out for Dutton. They have a fresh shot clock to work with. Let's see what they do. Instead, Finch fires up a jumper, won't go. Rebound for Dean Reed. Both teams having trouble shooting the ball here in the first quarter with 2 minutes to go. And it's 6-4. Sydney on top of Unitigo. Here's Jared Smith at half court, stolen away by Alex Hoskins. He's off to the races. And a great job by Smith to get back and slap it out of his hands. Last touch by Hoskins, and it's going to go back to Unitigo. Mike Brzee is furious with the call by the officials. He's arguing it at midcourt. Very hard to see because Smith did knock it out of Alex Hoskins' hands. May have fallen off his leg. It was hard to see. Either way, Unitigo gets a little blessing there, and they'll get to midcourt and bring it over with Dawson Wilsey. Into the corner for Cooper Thayer. He's outside the three-point line. Dribble drive now to the high post here for Dean Reed. Reed lost control of the ball, and it's picked off here by Ethan Finch with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Here is Dutton down low, and we're going to have a whistle. Looks like the official is just taking a quick timeout here. He's talking with Colin Carl. I think on that last steal, Colin Carl may have gotten poked in the eye, and the official was just keeping an eye on him there, making sure he was okay by blowing the whistle and calling that play dead. Dean Reed's going to come to the bench, and Zach Youngs is going to come back in with a minute and a half to go in this first quarter. Sydney leading by 2, 6-4. Nice of the official to check on Colin Carl there. And we get back underway. Colin Carl appears to be fine. Back across for Finch and into the corner for Backus. A long two. That one won't go. Rebound for Noah Blake and safely into the hands of Jared Smith. And back up the floor comes Unitigo. The Spartans hanging around here with undefeated Sydney. They are undefeated in league play. Right side of the floor now for Jared Smith. Smith looking for options. Left side for Dawson Wilsey for three. Left it short. Rebound for Finch, and they're off to the races. Bounce pass ahead for Backus. Give and go right back for Finch. Takes it to the bucket, and he's fouled with 54 seconds to go in the first quarter. Finch is going to go to the line, and this will be a foul on Dawson Wilsey, of Unitigo. His second. To the line is Ethan Finch. He misses the first foul shot. Here's the team foul situation. One for Sydney and now three for Unitigo. Dawson Wilsey will have to come to the bench with two fouls, and Zach Youngs will check in here for Unitigo. 55 seconds to go in the first quarter, and back up the floor as Finch makes the second shot. He now has 4 points. And it's 7-4 with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. A steal by Dutton takes it to the hoop, up and in. Trevor Dutton showing some athleticism there. And it's 9-4, Sydney, with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. They pass it down low. Smith was looking for Youngs. Little miscommunication there. Goes out of bounds and back to Sydney. So Unitigo looking to get a stop here with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter after they've played very hard defense here in this first frame. Trying not to give up a lead. Backus down low. Tosses one up. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. Colin Carl picks up the loose ball and gets it for Finch on the far side. Shot clock is off. 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Backus into the corner. And now for Finch, back for Backus. Zips it across the top of the zone defense for Finch in the far side left corner for three. No. Rebound for Dawson Backus, and the little tip drill is up and good for Backus, and it's 11-4. Smith with a long half-court shot that won't go down, and that's the end of the first quarter. With the score, Sydney 11, Unitego 4. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Starting the second quarter, Nate Lowell with you live from Unitego. Sydney with a steal to start things off, and Trevor Dutton with a full court layup takes it coast to coast and puts it in. And Dutton now with 5 points, and it's 13-4. Sydney on top of Unitego. Jared Smith right side of the floor. Smith back across for Cooper Thayer. Thayer steps in, lost control of it. Hoskins digging for the ball. As Cooper Thayer lost it here again as he tried to steal it back. Sydney comes back the other way. Here is Dutton in the corner, lost it on a three. And Cooper Thayer with a rebound, and he's looking to run. Thayer trying to go coast to coast, lays it up for a right-handed layup, and it's no good. And the track meet continues as Sydney rips down a rebound, and now Hoskins will pull it out. Hoskins safely into the hands of Trevor Dutton. He'll put on the brakes and slow things down. Dutton with a bounce pass here for Finch. They'll work it across for Dawson Backus. And Backus at the top of the key. And into the corner now for Finch. With 6:45 to go in the second quarter, Sydney on top of Unitego 13-4. Long straightaway three there for Dawson Backus is off the rim. And a rebound for Jared Smith is having a nice night on the glass. But Unitego will throw it away. A pass ahead for Zach Youngs. Off his fingertips and out of play. With 6:35 to go in the second quarter. And Sydney will look to get the ball in with Ethan Finch. So Sydney in control right now, 13-4. The student section trying to rally the troops here for Unitego. Finch with a bounce pass outside here for Dutton, left side, pull up 20-footer off the mark. It was a line drive shot and off the rim and safely into the hands of Unitego's Jared Smith. Smith up the right side of the floor, crosses the half-court timeline. Smith at the top of the key. Smith holding on to it now for Zach Youngs. As Unitego goes right to left. They're in the home white uniforms with the green trim here tonight. Sydney in the road maroon uniforms with the white trim. And here is Jared Smith. Dribble drive, tries to take it to the hoop himself. It won't go. And a rebound now for Trevor Dutton. And back up the floor he comes for Ethan Finch. Finch, nice crossover move. Backs into the corner. Didn't have any more room to work with. As Unitego still sitting in the 3-2 zone on defense. Sydney down low for Dutton. His shot is partially blocked. Unitego looking to run back the other way. Here's Smith trying to go coast to coast. Tosses one up. We'll have a blocking foul on Ethan Finch. Finch was trying to plant his feet and take a charge, but he just was a little too slow getting to the spot. And Smith bumped into him. He went flying backwards, but Finch unable to get the charge call. Jared Smith, his first shot from the line is no good. Stephen Smith will check into the game. Colin Caro will come out for Sydney. Stephen Smith was our WCDO Talbot Insurance Agency MVP last week after a great performance against Delhi. As Jared Smith makes his first shot of the night there on the second free throw, when it's 13-5. Sydney boys on top with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Now here's Dutton at the top of the key. Finds Stephen Smith, and now back for Dutton. Sydney taking their time, setting up the offense. They go to Smith in the corner. Bounces one off here for Hoskins, and now back for Smith. Smith. Again to the top of the key with 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Dumps one off for Hoskins, who was wide open for a right-handed layup. And Alex Hoskins making it look easy there. And Sydney now leads by 10, 15-5, with 5 minutes to go in the, before the halftime break. Left side of the floor for Cooper Thayer. His pass is off the leg of Alex Hoskins for Sydney and out of bounds. Thayer is going to go to the bench, as well as Jared Smith. Cody Smith checks back in, as well as Dawson Wilsey. Wilsey will have to be careful. He's playing with two fouls. Unitego gets it in for Cody Smith at the half court. Unitego Spartans logo to the right side of the floor now for Wilsey. Tries a little give and go with Cody Smith, but it's deflected out of there by Trevor Dutton off his foot and out of bounds. And so in front of the Sydney bench, Unitego will inbound the ball. They try to get it into the corner, looking for Noah Hatala. It was knocked out of there by Alex Hoskins and will remain with Unitego. Hard to throw anything around Alex Hoskins. A great football player, first team All-State in Class D. And just if the ball is near him, he's going to get his hands on it. And he was a wide receiver in football. Unitego gets the ball in. They try to throw it to the high post. Intercepted by Dawson Backus. And ahead now for Alex Hoskins. Up to the rim, no good, but he's fouled with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. And Hoskins went flying to the rim and got taken out in midair. And we'll have a whistle with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. It's 15-5. Sydney boys on top of Unitego here on the road tonight. As Hoskins, his first shot is good. Alex Hoskins with 5 points, Trevor Dutton with five, Ethan Finch with four, Dawson Backus with two here for Sydney. On the other side for Unitego, two apiece for Zach Youngs and Dawson Wilson, and one for Jared Smith. Hoskins' second foul shot is no good, tipped out of bounds by Trevor Dutton as he was skying up for a rebound, and will go to Unitego with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Unitego played some scrappy defense in the first quarter, but just unable to get things going offensively so far. Now for Dean Reed. Left side of the floor. Reed tossing one down to the right low block, but it was too tall for Zach Youngs. And out of bounds. Interesting here because Dean Reed, one of the best players on this Unitego team, has not been able to find his groove here tonight, it seems. Left side of the floor for Stephen Smith. With 4:15 to go in the second quarter, it's 16-5. Sydney boys on top of Unitego. Back up for Trevor Dutton at the top of the key. Gets to the foul line, dumps one down, right low block. Turnaround move for Hoskins, won't go. Back out and a rebound for Ethan Finch. He steps in for a long 20-footer. That's no good. Ball is tapped back out, and we're going to have a foul on Stephen Smith of Sydney as he was jockeying for position down low. And that's his first and the team's third. Team foul situation, four for Unitego and three for Sydney. And a turnover right back after that call as Unitego trying to bring it up against the pressure here of the Sydney full court press. And Zach Carey is whistled for a foul as he's fresh into the game. With 3:55 to go in the second quarter, Sydney back over the timeline again, going left to right on your radio dial. Here's Dawson Backus. Passing one across now for Hoskins and into the corner for Finch. As Sydney continues to work it around the top of the arch on the right side. Here for Backus. Now for Trevor Dutton. Steps in long three from the right side, and it's good for Trevor Dutton. And he has eight. And it's 19-5. Sydney boys on top with 3.5 to go before the halftime break. Now a steal by Dutton. Takes it right to the rim. Up and good. Trevor Dutton using those long, lanky arms to come up with a steal, and then he took about two steps, it seems, and he was at the basket, and he was able to lay it up and in. And it's Sydney leading 21-5 with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Cody Smith, left side corner, down low for Dean Reed. Turn around, and the layup won't go for Dean Reed. He was wide open, and it wouldn't go down. Here's Ethan Finch back up the floor. Takes it to the bucket, and we'll have a charge. Jared Smith planted his feet in the floor, and Finch was a little out of control, and he's whistled for the charge. And that's the fourth foul on Sydney as a team and two on Ethan Finch with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And Finch and Dutton have been getting into foul trouble the last couple of games, and I would assume that Mike Brzee is saying to those guys before each contest, please, guys, we cannot afford to have any of the silly ones tonight. Here is Jared Smith going right to left for Unitego. Gets across half court. Dribbles to the right side of the floor. Smith down low to the right low block. Back off for Dean Reed. Gets into the paint. Lays one up and in. There's the left-handed layup, and maybe that'll get Dean Reed going. as it's 21-7. Sydney on top by 14 with 2:35 to go in the second quarter. Now a steal for Unit Eagle, but Hoskins will rip it away and take it right back. Down low, ball still bouncing around like a pinball and taken back here by Unit Eagle. Up the right side of the floor, here for Cooper Thayer. A step-in jumper won't go down. Zach Youngs is there. He tosses it up. Again, it won't go in. And a rebound for Unitigo with Dean Reed. 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Down low for Reed, and now it's taken away by Trevor Dutton. He's going to have an easy layup here if he puts it in. Oh, he tried to slam dunk, and he came up empty on that one with 2:02 to go in the second quarter. And a timeout is taken here by Sydney. And I'm sure head coach Mike Brzee not going to be pleased with that. 21-7 the score. Sydney on top of Unitigo. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. And I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. And if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter with the Sydney boys leading 21-7. Trevor Dutton not able to get that slam dunk to go down on that breakaway. Sydney still holding onto the ball, though, off the rebound, and they called the timeout. Dawson back his left side, zips it back across for Dutton. Dutton with a dribble drive, back into the paint, throws up a little baby hook, no good. Rebound for Hoskins, doing the work of a man, putting it in. And Hoskins now with 7 points. And Sydney leads 23-7 with a minute 35 to go in the second quarter. Right side of the floor here for Zach Youngs outside the three-point line. Youngs looking for some space, gets it now down low for Dean Reed. Reed passing one across for Jared Smith. Smith gets into the paint. Fall away jumper for Smith. No good. Rebound for Sydney's Steven Smith. A lot of Smiths on the floor here tonight. Sydney getting a little too anxious. They throw it away as they try a long home run pass. Out of bounds it goes. And Unitigo will get it back with a minute 15 to go in the second quarter. Sydney on top 23-7. Rabideau Energy Products halftime report coming up. Make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll get you a scoring summary and some out-of-town scores. As Jared Smith spots up right side three for Unitigo, no good. And a rebound for Sydney as the clock hits 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Here is Steven Smith, the man they call Legs, down low, and he's fouled. Every summer, the Sydney boys all get together at one of the alumni houses in Sydney. And they have a basketball tournament where they play for just a couple of days, and they all give themselves nicknames. And Stephen Smith is Legs, and you can see why. He's probably 6'2", 6'3", and it is all legs, folks. He's a tall young man. And he misses his first foul shot. Second one coming here off the front of the rim. No good, so he goes 0-for-2. I think he needed to put some more legs into that one as he came up just a little short. 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 23-7. Cody Smith at the top of the key with the ball for Unitigo in the white with the green trim uniforms tonight. Here is Dean Reed. Gets down low, trying to find some room. Fall away jumper is off the mark. And a rebound for Trevor Dutton with 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Dutton up the floor he comes. Dutton holding on to it, sets up the offense with a nice little crossover. Dutton leaves one off for Hoskins and the cross for Dawson back into the corner. Steven Smith for three. Oh, it rattles out. And it's a rebound here for Unitigo. Cooper Thayer back up the floor, leaving one for Jared Smith. 15 seconds to go in the second quarter, and a timeout is taken by Unitigo. Officially 12 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 23, Unitigo 7. I'm Nate Lowland. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
12 seconds left here in the first half, and the Sydney boys with a commanding 23-7 lead on the road tonight at Unitigo. And it was a close game to start. It was 6-4 for a good majority of that first quarter. They came out, hit some shots on both sides, and then both teams went cold. And after that, Unitego stayed cold, and Sydney got hot. So out of the timeout, Unitego draws up a play. They go down low for Dean Reed. Turnaround shot off the mark. 3 seconds left. Sydney with the rebound. Here's Stephen Smith. A half-court heave is no good. And that's the end of the first half with the score, Sydney 23 and Unitego 7. We'll be right back with the Mirabado Energy Products halftime report. We'll break down this first half and talk about some big upcoming games that we'll have on WCDL, as well as what's going on around some of the other leagues that we cover, the Tri-Valley, the Delaware, and we'll update you on the MAC as well. Again, our halftime score, the Sydney boys leading Unitego 23-7. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the improved Mirabado Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Mirabado Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Mirabado turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Mirabado.
Hello, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley.
I need to order pizza.
Son, we don't have any pizza on our menu.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Well, son, we don't have any food on our menu. In fact, we don't even have a menu. This is Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. I think you have the wrong number.
This is the right number. I heard your ads on the radio, and you said that you had something for everyone.
And we do, with wood flooring, rough-cut lumber, kiln-dried or green, casings, baseboards, wainscoting, and more. By the truckload or by the piece, we can help with all your wood needs, but we don't do food.
If you don't do food, you must be awful skinny.
Well, I've got a car, so I can go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great, while you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
The quality of your wood just got better. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. Since 1977, a half mile north of the intersection of Route 7 and Route 8 in Sydney. Call 563-4300.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. I want to welcome you into our Mirabado Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabado Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself today at Mirabado. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score here at Unitego, the Spartans trailing Sydney 23-7. Let's get you our scoring summary. First for Unitego, 2 points apiece for Dawson Wilsey, Dean Reed, and Zach Youngs. 1 point for Jared Smith there for the Spartans. On the other side, 10 points for Trevor Dutton for Sydney, 7 for Alex Hoskins, 4 for Ethan Finch, and 2 for Dawson Backus. One out-of-town score to pass along. The BG boys are having a snow makeup game here tonight with Shenango Forks, and that game is down at BG, and they trail 24-19 at the break. I think that's about the third time they've tried to play that game, and they finally get one in where it isn't a snow day. And I want to welcome in a very special guest here on our halftime show. Our listeners will know him from football season, Mr. Tim Cutting. Glad to have you along, Tim.
Hey, Nate. Thanks a lot. I'm really glad to be here, and watching a little round ball instead of the gridiron in the football court.
Yes, we tend to spend a lot of time here at Unitego throughout the year, and especially for football, for you and me. But, this is always a fun rivalry. You never know what's going to happen. I was talking pregame that you can kind of throw the records out. You never know.
Yeah, you don't know, because, they both get ups for each other so much, and they sit there and you watch this first half, and you had Sydney was really not offensively really strong other than their turnover that they were getting from their defensive pressure and a lot of layups. This game would be a lot closer if they didn't get that, those points off those turnovers. So
yeah, it was 6-4 4 or 5 minutes, it seemed. And Unitego, I just kept thinking, boy, if they could capitalize here and get some points, they could be in this thing.
Yeah.
But
it was
after
like
that,
2 minutes left in the quarter, and
yeah,
they just went on a little run and got ahead a little bit. And then since then, it's just been pretty much the Warriors' defense getting turnovers and turning them into points.
Also wanted to talk to you while you're here. We mentioned it today, Craig and I did, when we were talking on the air back at CDO, back at the station, that Sydney boys, regular season undefeated MAC bowling champions, and boy, they're just having a great year.
They definitely are. I mean, they are technically 12-0, but because there's 4 points a night, it's 48-0, so it sounds a little bit more intimidating than it really is, but it's quite an honor for the guys. They're a really great, great group of kids. Two seniors, two juniors. There's a freshman in there, and I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like these kids work well together. They bowled in junior league all the way up, so they know each other and they really get into it. And it's a lot of fun, and you wouldn't think bowling's fun to watch, but it gets pretty intense, and they get pretty loud. And I'll tell you what, now they just, Nate just said, they just won the league championship. Now they go into tournament play, and basically next Tuesday they bowl down in Kirkwood at Sunset Lanes, and that's the MAC championship, the tournament championship. So they've got another thing to go after, and then shortly after that becomes sectionals on Friday the 4th, and then on the 18th is state qualifiers down in Waverly.
That's exciting, and as a listener out there, I'm sure somebody's chuckling saying, yeah, you really get into it. I didn't believe it either until I went down to Bainbridge last year, and when it was Sydney Bainbridge, and it was great. People were really into it. I mean, yelling on their feet. It's kind of a mix between like a gentleman's game sometimes with how quiet it can be, and then other times it was rowdy like you see on TV with PBA and stuff.
Yeah, and it was last night was really intense in that first game because it ended up only being a 3-point differential. So, and it was a really good first match. And after that, the Warriors said, you know what? We got to come bring our best out in this next second and third game. And they did. And they shot a really nice team score of 3,002 for 5 guys. That's 600 average. So that's pretty good.
Wow. That's excellent. So good luck to the Sydney Bowlers as they go forward. And how are the girls doing?
They're doing good. I mean, both teams are really young. And I was just going to say, Toby Umbra, the coach of the Warriors, has been there probably 4 or 5 years now. And he has actually got a really nice program on the way up still. I mean, they're losing both the boys and the girls are losing 2 seniors this year. But then they've got kids that are 8th and 9th graders that are ready to step in and do their time on the lane. So it's going to be a really nice program for quite a long time.
It's nice because I feel like the bowlers, both the boys and the girls, they don't get enough credit. It's not a sport like this basketball game here tonight where community members come out regularly and watch. And just if you do have a chance, folks, whether it's this year or next year, make sure you get out and support it. It is a lot of fun. You can go sit at the game. You can watch. And I had a good time with it. I'm hoping to go down to Kirkwood. I think that would be fun.
Yeah, it is. And I'm going to tell you, if you thought it's loud at Bainbridge when it's a Sydney-Bainbridge match, now, once they get into tournament play, because this is it. It's
sure.
You move on or you don't move on. And And that's the thing. It gets really intense. And then Friday, when it's Section 4, all classes, one class pulls in one bay, the other class is pulling in another bay, and it is extremely loud. I mean,
that's great.
Some of the bigger schools, they bring their cheerleaders, and it's pretty
really?
Intense for bowling.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I love it. We're going to take a quick break. Our halftime score, 23-7, Sydney boys on top of Unitego. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks, as we start the second half. Sydney boys leading 23-7. They're in the maroon uniforms with the white trim. They go right to left on your radio dial. And Unitego in the white uniforms with the green trim here tonight. Here's Finch with a pull-up jumper off the mark and no good. And, Tim, we've asked you to stick around.
Yeah, we'll try to do this little roundabout stuff, too. See what we can do.
This is going to be fun as Unitego brings it back up the floor, going left to right. As Jared Smith has the ball for Zach Youngs at the top of the key, down low, left low block. And they'll kick out for Cody Smith. And his long three-pointer no good, and the shooting woes continue here for Unitego, Tim.
Nice foot, yeah, definitely. And I was just going to say, but it was a nice entry pass into the post, and then a nice kick out for the three-point shot.
Smith will get one into Smith. Jared to Cody here. He's outside the three-point line on the right wing in front of the Unitego bench. And back up for Dawson Wilsey. Wilsey looking for options here. Sidney sticking in the man-to-man. Mike Brzee doesn't waver much from that. And he'll get one outside. Tipped out of bounds, though, by Hoskins as Reed was trying to go back to the outside with 7:05 to go in the third quarter. 23-7 to score. Cal Locke is going to take a timeout. We'll step away for a 30-second break with the score. Sydney 23, Unitego 7. We'll be right back on CDO.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO Basketball tonight. This is fun having Tim along as the Sydney boys in control right now, 23-7. Unitego head coach Cal Locke taking a quick timeout there, talking things over with his boys.
Want to work on getting a shot. He's only got 2 seconds on the shot clock, so he had to design a play to get a quick shot here.
So Jared Smith will inbound on the far side of the floor on the left wing side. Let's see if they can get it in. They do to Dawson Wilson. He's going to have to spot up. No, I don't think he realized that the shot clock was that low. Either he forgot from the timeout to being out on the floor, or they weren't aware of it during the timeout, but either way, they'll turn it over.
That was nice, nice job by the official because the buzzer never went off on the shot clock when it hit zero, and the official was watching it and made the whistle blow it instead, so good play.
7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Back up the left side of the floor here for Sydney as they go right to left. Here's Trevor Dutton to the foul line. Tries to shoot one down low for Alex Hoskins, and it's intercepted by Unitego and Dawson Wilsey. Boy, this is just almost like the start of the contest, going back and forth. Here's Wilsey down low. A big rejection there by Alex Hoskins, but the ball remains with Unitego. Into the corner, Dawson Wilsey for three. Off the mark. Rebound, Jared Smith. Skies for that one and pulls it back out for a fresh shot clock for Unitego with 6.5 to go in the third. Down low, Zach Youngs, right low block, gets it to go. And a good bucket there for Unitego.
Nice little entry pass on the right side, and the Unitego firm player finished the play.
Sydney back at the floor. Stolen, though, by Dawson Wilsey, but Ethan Finch will take it right back. And a nice move by Finch to scoop that ball back up. Outside for Dawson Backus for three. Can't get it to go. And a rebound here for Unitego. And Sydney has gone cold to start the third.
Yeah, they have. And it looks like the passing needs to get a little sharper on the Warriors. And
Cody Smith for Unitego into the paint. Lays it up and in. Cody Smith, his first bucket. And just like that, it's 23-11. The Spartans have life. Here is Backus over the timeline. Bounce pass back to Trevor Dutton. And this defense really settling in nicely here for Unitigo. Into the corner, back for Dawson Backus, left side in front of the Sydney bench. Top of the key for Ethan Finch. With 5:40 to go in the third quarter, right side for Dutton. And the three is good for Trevor Dutton, and he has 13.
Nice little ball reversal by Ethan Finch over into that right-hand corner for Dutton's three, and he cashed it in.
Dutton gives Sydney a 26-11 lead with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Bounce pass here for Jared Smith on the right side as Unitigo goes left to right. They reverse left corner for Jared, or for Cody Smith, excuse me. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound for Finch, and Sydney looks to run. Great one-handed pass from Finch to Dutton, and he'll finish it off. He's got 15, and a great look there by Ethan Finch.
Ethan Finch with a half-court pass right on the mark. Great pass.
That was great. You were right about that. 28-11 with 4:55 to go in the third. Down low for Dean Reed at the left low block for Unitigo. And Reed, they need him to get going. And Sydney leads 28-13.
Dean Reed got that pass from one of the young boys, I believe, on that play.
That was a great pass inside as Sydney will work it down back on their offensive end of the floor for Colin Carl at the right low block. And the big fella, his first bucket of the night, believe it or not. And Sydney leads 30-13 with 4.5 to go in the third.
He had his hands ready for that one. He got that pass and put it in and finished it.
Here's Jared Smith. His pass into the corner is knocked out of bounds by Finch. Will remain with Unitigo with 4:25 to go in the third. And Jared Smith will look to inbound the ball here, and he tries to go to the back door there for Zach Youngs. Sydney read it well. We said it in the first half. It's hard to pass anything over or around Alex Hoskins.
Yeah, and it looked like Alex was baiting the guy to make that pass because he's like, go ahead, throw it. I know you don't see me sitting here.
Speaking of Alex, he makes a layup on the other end on a great pass there from Dutton, and it's 32-13, and Unitigo will throw it away. The ball trickles out of bounds into the backcourt, and will possession will go back to Sydney. With 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, it's 32-13.
That pressure defense of the Warriors is starting to pick it up again, and maybe we'll see another little mini run for the Warriors.
Here is Alex Hoskins, left side for Trevor Dutton now at the top of the key. Finding Finch, thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Finch, a dribble drive now, gets down low and back for Colin Carl. For Dutton, a deep three, NBA range, and he left it short. Rebound for Colin Carl, tries to go down low to Hoskins, but it was off the foot there of Jared Smith. And it rolls out of bounds.
Colin with a nice rebound, a long one, and then just tried to make a really nice bounce pass inside, and the Unitigo player had his foot out and kicked it away.
3:45 to go in the third quarter. Finch passes down low for Hoskins. It's tipped away, and the steal comes ahead here for Unitigo. Jared Smith trying to go coast to coast, and Finch goes up for the block, and him and Smith go flying into the wall down low on the far side with 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Boy, that was a massive block there by Finch, and he went sprawling into the wall there, and we'll hope he's okay.
Yeah, it was a nice block, but the way his feet came out and shot out underneath of him, and he went right to the floor, and we're hoping for the best for Ethan.
3:35 to go in the third. Sydney leading 32-13. Only an athletic guy like Finch could A, get back, B, make a block like that, and he was so high up in the air, he went flying into the wall, and that was a dangerous play there. No malintent, I don't mean it like that, just yep. The way he came down, you said it, he slipped,
yep.
And right into the wall he went.
Yeah, and when he landed, when he came down, his foot went into the cushion behind the court, and his head then smacked right off the floor, and hardwood is not an easy thing to take on your skull. So.
And this is a Sydney team that has been really hurt by injuries. Of course, Kyle Smith breaking his foot. He's the team leader, the point guard that we talk about all the time, and that's certainly tough. Trevor Dutton hurt his collarbone a couple of games ago, and luckily he's been able to bounce back, and we'll hope the best here for Ethan Finch. We're going to take a break with 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Sydney boys on top, 32-13. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessup House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Man, welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cunning with you here on CDO, and we are glad to report that Ethan Finch appears to be okay. He's on his feet here. He's going to get helped off the floor by head coach Mike Brzee as well as JV coach Donnie Pierce, and you know, he's slow to get up here, but he just took a heck of a fall. Went up to block a shot, came down, and went pretty hard into the wall, but just glad to see him up like this with 3:35 to go in the third. Sydney with a 32-13 lead here on the road at Unitego tonight, and everybody kind of holding their breath, hoping that he's all right.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're just talking about what they're going to do, how they're going to get him. Their parents are down on the floor. You know, they're talking about how they're going to get him where he needs to be. Saw Unitego's AD run out of the building. I don't know if he called the EMS. You know, it's just something with the head. You got to make sure that nothing is moving and all that stuff. And you don't go over there and you start touching him and saying, is this hurt or anything like that? It's a scary, scary thing. And he's a tough kid. He'll bounce back from it. I'm sure that he'll definitely be going through some percussion protocol for this.
Yeah, that was a big hit, but glad to see him up and walking off the floor here. He is being helped, but I thought they handled the situation very well.
Oh, yeah.
Went right over, did everything you're supposed to do, talked to him, didn't move him too quickly or early, and tough to get back into the game after that, but so good to see him up and about, so we'll wish the best here for Ethan Finch. Looks like his night will be done. 4 points, and boy, Sydney, the search for the point guard position might continue here because Finch has been running that position here for the Warriors.
Yeah, and that's going to be a tough thing. Someone's going to have to step up on that bench and say, I'm going to be your man, guys. I'm going to be your floor general, and I'm going to take care of it. But it looks like Nathan Bibbert is coming into the game number three for the Warriors for that purpose.
You know, it kind of reminds me of football. When one goes down, Sydney seems to have a stable of athletic kids that could just come in and help. And, you know, Nate Bibbert could start on a lot of teams in the MAC, I think. And he comes off the bench for Sydney, and he's an athletic guy. And he'll step into a big role here tonight. As we're back underway, Dean Reed with a turnaround right little hook shot there, and it's no good. Ball rolls out of bounds and is going to go back here to Sydney.
That was kind of a tough break for Reed right there because the ball was in and out, and it just came back out.
Yeah, it just
went in.
Would not go down. 3:20 to go here in the third quarter. We're back underway. Here is Nate Vibbert. Gets down low. Great pass there for Colin Carl. He couldn't finish it. Hoskins the rebound. Windexes the glass and puts it in.
Yeah, real nice pass by Vibbert on the drive. Took it right to the hole and then made a nice dish. And then unfortunate Colin didn't finish, but there was Al Hoskins with the rebound and the 2 points.
Sydney leads 34-13 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Left side for Dawson Wilsey. Turnaround shot here for Wilsey. No, holds on to it. Back out for Cody Smith. Smith across now for Jared Smith. Steps in for three. Couldn't get it to go. Wilsey skies for a rebound. Tries a little up and under. It's blocked. 2-on-1 for Sydney if they can hurry. Here's Dutton. Now for Vibbert. Good move. Leaves it off for Hoskins, who finishes.
Getting to a picture that Mr. Number 3 Vibbert is not a shooter. He doesn't like to put the ball off. He had a layup, and he gave it back to his teammate. Good play.
Wide open layup, dished it off, and Hoskins was able to finish. Hoskins now with 13, Trevor Dutton with 15, with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. And Sydney boys leading Unitego 36-13. Jared Smith, a corner three, can't get it to go. Rebound for Dawson Wilsey. Pump fakes on a three-pointer in the left corner, closely guarded here by Nate Vibbert. Zips it back across for Cody Smith. He pump fakes, gets into the lane for a little 10-footer, and it's good for Cody Smith.
Nice little move to his left side, one pump, put the ball on the floor, and made a nice little jumper.
Back up the floor for Sydney, going right to left with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Dutton with a little hanging jumper in the paint. No good. Colin Carl puts it up, and he's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but he'll head to the line. That's our first foul of the second half, believe it or not.
Yeah, I was going to say, and it's hard to believe that on that play, when Ethan went down, you can't believe there wasn't a foul call, but it was a nice block. But, yeah, you're right. One foul in the first 6:50, or 6:10.
Yeah. Colin Carl to the line. First one is no good. Stephen Smith back in for the Warriors. And for the Spartans, Noah Hotala and Cooper Thayer are back in. Dawson Backus to the bench here for Sydney. And Jared Smith and Zach Youngs to the bench for Unitigo. Minute 50 to go in this third quarter. Second shot for Colin Carl is good. So Colin Carl now with 3 points. Sydney leading 37-15 here in this MAC Boys Showdown tonight, live from Unitigo High School with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. And here is Dawson Wilsey, chest pass far side for Cody Smith. And the defense continues to be strong here for Sydney. Back across for Cody Smith on the left side in front of the fans. And into the corner for Cooper Thayer. He dials up a three. Left it short, rebound loose on the floor. Bodies flying, and Sydney comes away with it with Trevor Dutton. Dutton, baseline drive, left side. Thought maybe he got fouled. No call by the Zebra crew. Back out for Dutton. And now for Stephen Smith. 25 on the shot clock, and they'll reset the offense here for Sydney.
Guessing that they're going to let him play a little bit because of the score, you know. So it was close to being a foul, but you know what? They're letting him play.
Dutton this time gets into the paint and is fouled as he takes it to the rim and will go to the line. And the foul will be on Unitigo's Noah Hotala, his first team second. And here is Trevor Dutton to the line with a minute 11 to go in the third quarter, and Sydney leading 37-15. Dutton with a team-high 15 points, a game-high 15, I should say, and he adds to it here, makes the first foul shot. He has 16.
Yeah, he's been really the key to that defense out in front. You know, he was the guy that presses the ball the full length of the floor and then pushes the guy to the trap, and that's where they've been getting a lot of the turnovers from, number 11.
Second one won't go down. Rebound for Unitigo, so the Spartans with 1 minute to go in the third quarter, trailing 38-15. Here is Hotala on the right side of the floor. Bounce pass for Cody Smith in the corner. Smith looking for options. Tries a baseline drive of his own. Takes it to the bucket and is fouled. Cody Smith, the junior. He's only 5'8", but he went into the land of the trees and finished there.
Yeah, and he finished over number 5, Stephen Smith. And Stephen got the foul. Let the offensive player have the baseline, and you cannot do that unless you have help behind you.
Cody Smith completes the old-fashioned three-point play. He's got a team-high 7 points with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sydney trying to get it across the timeline. They do for Alex Hoskins and down low for Colin Carl. Pump fakes, puts it up and in, and a good move by the big fella, Colin Carl. He's got 5 points, and Sydney leads 40-18.
Two big passes up the floor and easy layup for the Warriors.
Here is Dawson Wilsey in front of his own bench as Unitigo goes left to right. Now into the corner for Cooper Thayer. He tries a long three. No good. Wilsey skies for a rebound. He's caught down low in the paint, and he'll travel as he was trying to wrestle for some room there to operate with. Turns it over and back to Sydney with 22 seconds to go in the third.
Tried that old switch my pivot foot move.
Yeah. It might work, right? I mean,
he's not watching. It would work.
Trevor Dutton back up the floor in front of the scorer's table. Right at midcourt with 10 seconds to go in the third. Dutton with the ball on the left side, quickly checks the clock, dribble drive into the paint, and he's fouled with 4 seconds left. And this will be the third foul as a team on Unitigo.
Yeah, Trevor was going to take it right to the rack on that one. He had nobody in the lane to stop him either. It would have been maybe a possible dunk. Who knows?
So Dutton will loft one up looking for Hoskins, and he can't finish. Ball trickles out of bounds. It's going to go back to Unitigo with 2.4 seconds left. Great inbounds play, lofted it up, but Hoskins couldn't get it to go.
Yeah, it was a nice little play, but just didn't fall in for the Warriors.
Cody Smith with a half-court heave. It won't go down, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score Sydney 40 and Unitigo 18. We'll be right back with a 60-second break here on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family-owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage, too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the fourth quarter here on CDO. Remind me, we got a funny story here in a minute, Tim.
Yeah.
With 7:50 to go in the fourth quarter, it is 40-18, Sydney boys on top of Unitigo here tonight at Unitigo High School. And Trevor Dutton will get the ball in here underneath the Sydney basket. They'll get it back up for Alex Hoskins on the right side. Back across Stephen Smith and into the corner here for Dutton. And he can't dial long distance. And a rebound here for Unitigo with Noah Hotala.
There's one thing I did want to say. Spartan basketball team is really good at boxing out. They really controlled the boards. Sydney doesn't get more than one shot very often.
That's true. A steal here by Sydney, and Alex Hoskins ahead for Dutton, and he tries to maybe go up and slam again, and again he can't do it. Misses the wide open layup or dunk, whichever he was trying to do, and Unitigo comes back the other way. Dean Reed in the paint, pull up jumper, no good. Stephen Smith skies for a rebound, and he'll bring it back up the floor. Smith ahead now for Dutton, down low, good pass for Colin Carl, puts it up and can't get it to go with 7:08 to go in the fourth quarter, but he's fouled.
Nice little entry pass to Colin, and Colin is just such a strong kid inside. He gets the ball down there from 2 feet away. He's going up, he's going to get hit, he's going to go to the line and make a foul shot.
First team All-State selection in football, and is just a kind of a brick of a guy. 6'1", probably 250, I'd say.
He's the only one, I was going to say this earlier, the mold of the Sydney Warriors, 6'1", 6'2", all long and lanky.
Yeah.
Colin's not. But Colin is totally a just-put-together kid. There's no doubt about it.
Second shot is no good, so as we rave about him, he goes 0 for 2 at the line.
That's what I said, he was going to make
him. That's the broadcaster's curse right there. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and it remains Sydney 40, Unitigo 18. Into the corner now for Dawson Wilsey, outside the three-point line. Wilsey with a dribble drive into the paint, looking for options, gets it back out to the top of the key here for Tyler Stein, who's fresh into the game for head coach Cal Locke. Back for Wilsey, down low here. A turnaround shot won't go here for Andy Sheldon, and a rebound this time for Sydney. Hoskins ahead now looking for Nate Vibbard. Vibbard with the layup up and good for Nate Vibbard. Had to really hustle to get to that ball and then had to really be athletic to get it to go.
Yeah, it was a really nice play. I was just going to say he had no choice to throw that one back to anybody because nobody came down the floor.
So Sydney, after the layup, leads 42-18. Malik Howard and Noah Gibbs check in. Dutton and Hoskins will go to the bench, and it appears that their night might be over here. Dutton with 16, Hoskins with 13. And Unitigo will get the ball in at midcourt. Now they'll go Andy Sheldon on the left side and back across for Tyler Stein. Stein on the right side of the floor, picks up his dribble in a tough spot. Now back for Wilsey. Wilsey pump fakes on a three, and now back for Cooper Thayer. Thayer with a drive on the right side, 15 on the shot clock, passes down low for Andy Sheldon. Turnaround shot for Sheldon, won't go, and a foul is going to be on Sydney. Or no, it would be on
Wow.
Yeah, on Unitigo.
Well, I thought you had it.
Yeah, so
did I. Was on number four from the Warriors.
Yeah, 6:05 to go in the fourth quarter. And a foul will be on Tyler Stein. So they got him for a little bit of a push down low, looking for positioning on the rebound. I thought it was going to be on Sydney's Noah Gibbs. And so instead, the Warriors get the ball back as everybody's going to get into the game here tonight as Kyle Gaskin will check in now for Sydney. They go down low for Vibbard at the right low block. He's hammered, no call, back up the floor here for Unitigo. With 5:45 left, Sydney leading 42-18 in this boys' MAC battle here tonight in Unitigo.
Yeah, you better have your big boy shoes on now because those refs are eating those whistles. And you get hit, you're going to have to get hit really hard to get a call.
Cooper Thayer trying to toss it down low there to Andy Sheldon. Nowhere to go. Ball rolls out of bounds back to Sydney as Noah Blake will check in as well as Zach Carey. And so 5.5 to go in this fourth quarter. And Sydney in control, 42-18. Back here to Malik Howard in the left side corner. Sydney's in the maroon uniforms with the white trim. Unitigo in the home whites with the green trim. Here is Malik Howard to the far side for Nate Vibbard. Back across Noah Gibbs, and the big fella gets down low. He fits that 6'2", tall and lanky frame build that we were just talking about. Passes one off for Kyle Gaskin. Rolls out of bounds, but will remain with Sydney. 5:05 to go in the fourth. 9 seconds left on the shot clock.
Nice teamwork by the officials on that one. That was really nice. See them work together and get that call right. The one official had no idea who it was off of.
5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, 42-18 the score. Down low for Kyle Gaskin, lays it up and in. And Kyle Gaskin off the bench gets his first bucket of the night.
Two really nice passes by the Warrior teammates, and ends up in a layup for Kyle Gaskin, senior.
44-18, Sydney boys on top on the road here tonight at Unitego. Here is Zach Carey with a three that goes up into the clouds and then drops back down and goes swish right through the hoop.
That didn't touch anything. I mean, that was absolutely perfect. Took a while, but it was perfect.
It was up there. And it's a 44-21 ball game here as Sydney on top here on the road tonight at Unitego, looking to stay undefeated in the league. Malik Howard back off for Kyle Gaskin at the left low block, and now back out for Stephen Smith. Across Nate Vibbard from downtown. Vibbard can't get it to go. Rebound back out for Vibbard from Malik Howard.
Sydney resets on that, too, because it's a new shot clock.
Stephen Smith into the corner. Down low for Gaskin. Back out for Malik Howard. Little juke move and a chest pass for Vibbard as they continue to chew up some clock here with 3:55 left. Howard on the left side. He's deadly from three. Puts one up off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound for Unitego. And now Vibbard colliding with Zach Carey at about mid-court. And that was just an innocent play there. Carey put on the brakes,
yep.
And Vibbard didn't think that he was going to stop there. And they collided. Everybody appears to be okay, but Vibbard, a little out of breath at the moment.
Yeah, that was totally just, you know, he was running as hard as he could to get back on defense, and the offensive player, like Nate said, stopped at half court. Nate's brakes didn't work.
No. He really had nowhere to go there. He's got a smile on his face now as he's going to come off. And checking into the game will be Justin McMillan for Sydney. So a nice night for Nate. He came in after the injury,
yeah,
to Ethan Finch. And, you know, he might just finish with 2 points on the score sheet, but did a lot here tonight to come in here in the second half and help out.
Yeah, and then not knowing what the injury is to Ethan, you know, he may have to assume that point guard role.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with Ethan Finch going forward. Again, if you missed that, he went up for a block, came down kind of hard, and it was a full court. He was running back full steam, ran into the wall, kind of slipped behind the basket. Got up a couple of minutes later, appeared to be okay, but, you know, we're thinking maybe some concussion protocol will be in order for Ethan Finch. We'll see. 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Ball is tipped and a steal by Unitego back up the floor on the left side with Tyler Stein. Stein back up to Cody Smith. Smith gets into the paint, loses control of the ball. Gaskin will scoop it up, and then he'll travel and turn it back over. Let's quickly fit in my funny story.
Yep.
Donnie Pierce, JV coach for Sydney. We were making fun of him earlier on the radio. And during that last timeout, he hollered up to us, "Hey, I heard you today." So I think we got a little threat down there.
Well, I think it's kind of funny because I heard it too. So it was pretty funny. You were talking about Carol Lee, his daughter.
Yep.
And what a proficient blocker she is of shots.
Yes.
And you were talking about Donnie sitting there and being the coach he is. You know, he'd be sitting there cooking breakfast, and then,
yep,
all of a sudden. What'd you say?
Oh, he said, "Carol Lee, you're not putting the jam on that toast right. You got to get it all the way to the edge. Let's go. You're better than that. You're better than that." And we were hoping he would hear that.
Yeah, well, he did.
That's how he coaches. If you see him at a game, he is really into it. And I was trying to imagine that at the breakfast table. So. Ball out of bounds here from Unitego, and it's going to go back to Sydney with 2:35 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 44-21, and Sydney will walk it back up the floor with Justin McMillan. Remember, folks, we'll be back on the air tomorrow night. We're down in Harpersville for a girls' game. Afton will be in town taking on the Lady Hornets. That game will be at 7:15 tomorrow night as we have a foul on Unitego as Sydney was coming across half court with 2:28 to go. And again, Sydney holding on to a 44-21 lead.
Number 10, Malik Howard, drew the foul with some nice ball handling right there out in front. Got the pass on the left wing and split two defenders and got him to hit him with the body.
So Sydney is going to get the ball in front of the scorer's table here at midcourt. Unitego High School tonight. Malik Howard gets it in. Sydney with a comfortable 44-21 lead. Howard to the left side of the floor and into the corner for Noah Gibbs. Now for Kyle Gaskin, as all starters out for both teams here pretty much, as Noah Gibbs throws up a shot left side, no good, rebound for Unitego, and Tyler Stein back up the court for Jared Smith on the right side. Smith dribble drive, tries to take it to the hoop, gets it to go here on senior night. One of Unitego's two seniors gets the basket to go, and he will head to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
Through the foul on double deuces, Justin McMillan just got beat right there and went up and tried to contest the shot and bumped him.
Smith to the line, can't complete the three-point play, but Unitigo with a rebound with 2 minutes left, and Jared Smith with the ball. Going to miss seeing him on the gridiron next year as he throws this one out of bounds, just kind of lost control of it. And the clock hits 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Sidney leads 44-23. He was a great quarterback this year for Unitigo.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, you know, stepped in and filled some big shoes, taking over from Mr. Fireben.
That's for sure. Right side of the floor here for Malik Howard, and now back up to Justin McMillan. I saw Josh Fireben. He was in the crowd here tonight. And one of the great Unitigo quarterbacks in history. Left side here for Justin McMillan for a three. Left it short. Rebound for Tyler Stein with a minute 35 left. And Unitigo trailing 44-23. Down the right side of the floor now for Jared Smith. Stops. Pops for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound Noah Gibbs as we have 90 seconds left. And Gibbs, the big fella, running the floor here. Gets to the high post. Kicks it back out. Malik Howard for three. That won't go down. And a rebound is brought down by LT. Lucas Tanner, who's into the game. Far side for Kyle Gaskin, and Sidney continues to chew some clock here with a minute 10 left. LT in the corner for three. Can't get it to go. The bench was on their feet, ready to erupt.
It was the bench and the fans. The rowdies, you can tell that Lucas is a well-liked kid right there because he definitely got the fans to rise to their feet when he pulled up.
Yes, he did. Sidney is going to take a timeout with a minute 6 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 44-23. We'll keep it right here. Sidney boys on top. Again, tomorrow night we will be down in Harpersville. It's a girls' contest. And then after that, we're going to start to have some real good games here on CDO. The Tri-Valley League playoffs start Friday and Saturday. Their league championship is February 11th up at Hartwick. And then the week after that, on the 17th at SUNY Delhi, is the Delaware League championship. And then on the 18th at SUNY Delhi is the MAC championship. So going to have a lot of great basketball coming up. Of course, all those leagues have switched to the new format where you get to the top four, you have the semifinals, then the finals. So we're going to have a lot of good basketball coming up, and we're going to have as many of those games as we can here on CDO. Out of the timeout, they'll go down low for Noah Gibbs. Sidney with the ball, turnaround shot won't go. Gibbs fighting for his own rebound, can't get it, and Tyler Stein will rip it away and bring it up for Unitigo. Down low for Stein, and he's fouled by Malik Howard. With 53 seconds left, he'll head to the line with the score Sidney 44 and Unitigo 23. Make sure you stay tuned for the postgame show coming up as well. We'll have our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose.
You know, back in my day and back when we were in the rowdy section and stuff, the kids that are on the floor right now, they had a nickname for them. They were called the Bomb Squad.
The Bomb Squad. Stein's second shot won't go, so he goes over two. That's the second time I've heard that today. Someone else was saying that.
Yep.
One of their bench guys, they call themselves the Bomb Squad.
Yep.
When they come in. So here is Gaskin with 40 seconds left for Sidney, taking it to the hoop, and the iron is kind to Kyle Gaskin. He's got 4 points. A little baby hook there gets to go down.
Yeah, nice little baby hook. George Mikan would be really proud of him.
46-23 with 30 seconds left, and the ball knocked out of bounds as Zach Carey sent one over to the far side, deflected away by Sidney up into the crowd, and Unitigo will inbound it here with 28 seconds left. They'll go to Tyler Stein. Stein picks up his dribble. Now for Zach Carey on the right side as we hit 20 seconds left. And a bounce pass to the far corner for Zach Youngs. He's going to toss up a three. Can't get it to go. And a rebound for Sidney. They'll bring it up the floor with Lucas Tanner. So 5 seconds left. We'll see what Lucas Tanner does. Gives it to Justin McMillan. And McMillan is just going to run out the clock. Sidney will defeat Unitigo 46-23. And remain undefeated in the MAC. We'll have the postgame show coming up. I'm Nate Lowell for Tim Cutting. We'll be right back on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks, one last time to Unitego High School. Our final here tonight, the Sydney boys defeating Unitego on the road 46-23. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Unitego, 7 points for Cody Smith. That's a team high. 4 for Dean Reed. 3 for Jared Smith, also 4 points for Zach Youngs. 3 for Zach Carey, and 2 for Dawson Wilsey. On the other side for Sydney, a game high 16 points for Trevor Dutton, 13 for Alex Hoskins, 5 for Colin Carl, 4 for Ethan Finch, 4 for Kyle Gaskin, and 2 apiece for Dawson Backus and Nate Vibbert. Let's get into our post-game awards here. First by NBT Bank, they proudly sponsor the Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day, and they are proud to support local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Let's give that tonight to Trevor Dutton, 16 points for Sydney, and could add a few more if maybe he didn't attempt those slam dunks. Might have had 20, but boy, just did it all tonight, hit some threes, and is great on defense.
Oh my gosh.
He's just so lanky and quick, and then it's like he steals it, takes two steps, and he's at the basket.
Yeah, and it's a layup. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's just an easy little bunny shot, and it's easy for him to make, and he does get a lot of points off of turnovers that he generates himself, so great game by Trevor.
Next up is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'd like to give this to Alex Hoskins tonight. 13 points for Alex, but just does everything down low on the glass, block shots, does all the little scrappy things that he seems to do in every sport, and I think he's well-deserving of the defense award here tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Alex is the number, probably the best on-ball defender that the Warriors have on the half court. I mean, he takes a guard, he can take a big man, he can do whatever he has to do to make the Warriors succeed.
Finally, it's our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. And let's give that tonight. Let's see here. I'd like to go with Unitego's Cody Smith. He had 7 points, and I thought just did a lot in that second half. He had that nice baseline drive down here where he went to the hoop, and he's a guy that earlier in the year wasn't starting, has worked his way into the starting lineup, and I think is doing a good job starting to develop his game. He's our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight.
The move you were talking about was pretty neat because he actually kind of lulled the defender from Sydney asleep. He didn't think he was going to do anything, and then all of a sudden one quick step and a bounce, and
yeah,
boom, he was at the basket.
So Cody Smith from Unitego, our NBT or ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. So that'll do it. Our final score, Sydney boys defeating Unitego 46-23. Tim, thanks for joining me here
hey,
in the
Nate,
second
this
half.
This is fun. You know, like I said, I haven't done a basketball game in a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still fun. You know, and I remember this gym quite well. I coached up here in the 90s, early 90s for a couple of years. So this is a nice little place and kind of like a home away from home for us.
Yeah, I love doing games here. It's always a ton of fun when these two schools get together. A lot of familiar faces out here, and we love it. So we'll be back on the air tomorrow night down in Harpersville as the Apton girls come to town. And then make sure to check out WCDOsports.com for our full list of games that we'll be up to next week, because it's going to be playoffs for the Tri-Valley, their championship game coming up on the 11th up at Hartwick. Going to be a ton of fun. So that's our final score again tonight. Sydney wins 46-23 on the road at Unitego. A big thanks to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.